وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We were looking at verse 63 of chapter 25, where Allah says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah who walk on earth with humbleness, and when the ignorant speak to them, they say peace. We were looking at this verse and how it promotes peace and coexistence in society. And we asked the question, how do we create peace and coexistence in society? So we said first by at least educating ourselves and practicing acts of goodness and compassion. Another key that me and you can have and can learn in order for me and you to coexist with one another in a peaceful manner is actually listen and communicate. And I can't stress enough on the importance of listening and communicating. Actively listening to others and engaging in respectful communications can help to bridge differences and find common grounds. By seeking to understand other people and their perspectives, one can promote peaceful coexistence. Because if I and you cannot communicate, then what kind of environment will we be living in? Me and you, we are social creatures by our nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and you to be social. I need you, you need me. I offer my services, you offer your services, and everyone offers their services. And thus you have a society that, you know, works. A society that works is one thing, but coexistence is another. So we are together, so we need to coexist with one another. We need to, you know, be amongst one another. So it is vital that we learn how to communicate. However, communicating is easy. Talking is easy. Listening is hard. We need to listen to other people, understand what they say, engage with them, try to see where they're coming from, why do they believe what they believe. Not necessarily we have to agree, but at least we can agree to disagree. I say, look, this is my belief. You have your belief, tell me about it. They explain if it makes sense to me, good and well. If it doesn't, at least I've listened. At least when I communicate back, I can communicate in a different manner. Because sometimes when you have wars and when you have, you know, problems and troubles happening, it is mostly because people misunderstood. And we even see this in our houses when spouses, for example, get into fights. Sometimes, or most of the times, it's miscommunication, or parents with their children, and so on and so forth. So communicating and listening can definitely help us to coexist with one another. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back and continue, inshallah.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we are saying that there are a number of things that I and you can do in order to create a beautiful society, a society that is inclusive to all, a society that's accepting to all, a society that is peaceful. So we said one is that we have to promote the idea of being good and at least practice kindness and compassion, educate ourselves, listen and communicate, and also we need to learn to be respectful. And that's a problem. Not being respectful is a problem. No, that's actually good. But people not respecting other people, that's a problem. So being respectful is something that is required from me and you. See, when I see you, when you see me, we don't know each other. We know nothing about each other. The common ground between me and you is respect. And that's why, for example, in Islam, when you see a person, you have to say, Assalamu alaikum. He says, Wa alaikum assalam. I give you peace, he give me peace. We have signed a verbal contract between ourselves that we should not harm one another. As long as you're in my presence and you said yes salam and I said the reply, then I cannot harm you anymore. So the common ground here is respect, respecting one another. Now, like I always keep saying, not necessarily I have to agree with your lifestyle, your belief system, your actions. I don't have to believe or accept them to begin with. But at least I respect you as a human being, that you have the right to believe in what you believe. We can discuss, we can talk, we can, you know, you could be wrong or I could be wrong. But we have to do it in a way where we communicate with one another, listen to one another, but with respect. Because respecting others' rights, beliefs, and value is essential for promoting peaceful coexistence. By treating other people with respect, we can help to create a society that is inclusive and welcoming to all. And we also contribute to the positive change. Contributing to positive change, whether through volunteering, being active, or other means, we can create more just and peaceful society. By working to address social issues and promoting equality, we can help to create more peaceful and tolerant world. So we have to contribute to this world by at least being positive and creating positive change. So you can see that even though these are very short points that I mentioned, but if we have to sit and break them down, whether from the Quran perspective or the Hadith perspective, we're going to be there forever because respect is one word, but it holds so many meanings. Contributing to a positive change is also one word, but it holds great meanings. So far from this verse only, we have learned to create more peaceful coexistence with one another. So if we want to conclude, we say promoting peaceful coexistence requires effort and commitment from everyone. By practicing kindness, educating ourselves, listening and communicating, being respectful, and contributing to positive change, we can contribute to create this beautiful society. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.